There are seven universal laws, the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And the way I remember them is the big three, the three mitzvahs every Jew has an obligation to go al kiddush Hashem, to give up their lives for. So murder, in other words, not to murder. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, murder someone or I'm going to kill you. So the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem is to give up your life. Committed illicit relations or I'm going to kill you. Or commit worship other gods. So those are the big three. And then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aver, Menachai, ripping an animal off a live animal. Beis is a euphemism. Birkas Hashem really means cursing God. Gimel is gezel, stealing, theft, and Dalet is dinim. So those are the seven universal laws. So there's a question among the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, is the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, is that the minimum or the maximum? In other words, that's all a non-Jew is obligated in. You know, a non-Jew, a Gentile, may perhaps could choose to do what they want. But in terms of their obligation, do I say if it's not a desire mitzvah b'nei Noach, so then a Gentile is not obligated? So for instance, let's say the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of giving charity, helping the vulnerable, the poor. Is there an obligation on a Gentile to give tzedakah from a Jewish perspective? So at first glance, it would seem no, because it's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So there's a Rav Nissen Gon in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, the Gemara Brachos, where he writes that in addition to the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach, mitzvah sichlis, rational, logical commandments, a non-Jew has to keep as well. So they're not limited to, it's a Zayin mitzvah, that's perhaps the dogma, if you say they're not rational, but that's what they have to keep. And tzedakah is a logical mitzvah, so therefore they're chayiv in tzedakah, in helping people out. And interesting, there's an Or Sameach in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, which quotes from Rav Sadja Gaon, who writes that Tefillah also is a mitzvah sichlus. It's logical. You need something, you want to praise someone, you want to have a connection. So if we assume Tefillah is a mitzvah sichlus, then a non-Jew would be obligated in Tefillah as well. And there's a famous Ramban in Lech Lecha as well as Noach. There's a famous Ramban in Noach, I think Vav Yud Gimel, that Golnechtem Zardina Melo Gezel, like the final blow for the Dor HaMabel came because of Gezel, the violated theft. Aye, weren't there many other Averas they also violated? Why are we picking on Gezel? Because the Ramban writes, well, you don't need a Navi to tell you not to steal. Not to mistreat someone is, you don't have to tell someone. So besides being, even besides perhaps being connected to going against what God wants,